Hi everyone, this is Alexi, the Lord from the Hell. Welcome to the Gothic Radio. 15 minutes of darkness, metal and death starts right now. I'm glad to be here with you even more because today we are with Orion the Oracle.
Hello!
I hope you have the worst predictions ever.
Of course.
Oh yeah. And Deadpool, the King of Death.
Wow! Hello, buddy.
We are expecting a lot of blood story from your columns today.
Yeah, it will be bloody as your dog under the wheels of my car.
Oh yeah, we love that. Thanks Eva Nuisance for being here with us today.
Hi everyone! Hey.
We have heard that you are the queen of the DIY, so please do not disappoint our friends.
Otherwise what?
I'm not sure you want to know. So, in this session, we will talk about music, fake blood, stupid death, and occult rituals. So stay tuned before making your daily sacrifice, because now we are going to discuss about dark music.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that? Last weekend, you had the choice between three metal songs concerning symphonic metal. No?
Yes.
And you had to vote for one of them. We worship all the listeners to call us to vote for the best symphonic metal band. Please.
Who is the winner? Yes. Who is the winner?
Calm down.
Tell us.
I need the help of all of you. You have to knock the tables to make the best suspense ever. You know what I mean. Yes, like that. So, the suspense is at its peak. And stop! The winning band is Nightwish with Amaranth. It's so metal! So, well, now I leave the microphone to Orion to record for the daily prediction. Enjoy!
Yes, it's no time for the weather forecast. This night we still manage a ghost storm in Dinan, but things are changing over the next few days, turning much clearer. Still, we'll see less clouds around as we will do tomorrow. So those who doesn't support sun, be aware. And this week, temperature will increase, so farmhouse snapdragon, I advise you to put them back in your crypt. Next week, a random thunderstorm is predicted in the surrounding area of Laval. Don't forget to take your talisman with you when you're outside, and I recommend you to avoid cemetery. Those ghosts are very nasty and possess you easily. And if you want to go in rain, be aware, we can already presage a zombie invasion in the INSA campus at the date of the Rock and Sodex. today we have just for you the special prediction of the full moon. The date is fixed to the next Thursday. As you already know, the usual Ofit Cultus Satanas will take place in the cemetery of Bruges. As always, the banishing rites of the Dark Lords is going to be performed in the woods of Saint-Sulpice-la-Forêt. And this month, a group of Satanists of Vitré will organize the Infernal Middle Pillar, which is a very powerful rite. So, a thing to be aware of is one must be in good health when doing rites such as these. If you are uncertain of things such as heart, respiratory or blood pressure, a trip to your doctor may be in order. And last but not least, for those who are interested in tantric magic, the rite of the circulation of light will be performed by the Lord of Light himself in Cesson. Don't forget to take your black candles.
Thanks for your vision, Organ.
Thanks.
I hope that everybody will take you good decision with them. So now it's high time you listen to stories, and Paul is impatient to chase horn.
Of course. Today we'll not be talking about the Oscars, but about another type of award, Darwin Award. It's an award that recognizes people who die the most stupid way. It's called Darwin Award in reference to Charles Darwin, the scientist, who is known for his theory on evolution. He considered that species that are not adapted to their environment risk to disappear. And you will see, with our top four, it's not sure that humankind is the most intelligent animal. Number 4. A man decided to send a parcel bomb, but by mistake, he forgot a stamp. Perhaps he didn't recognize his own parcel when he received his parcel back. But one thing is sure, he opened it. Eva, do you have something to say about this, Dad?
I refuse.
Okay.
Say something.
You're so stupid.
Okay. Number 3. Do you know what's human's best friend?
Yes, your mother.
Okay, no, it was the dog. Some say that it's the best friend of man. I'm not sure the nominated will confirm that. This man decided to throw dynamite on a frozen lake. His dog, who were with him, take the stick back to his master.
Such a well-trained dog.
Yeah, as you said, Orion. Number 2. This award belonged to a Brazilian reverend that wanted to beat the record of the longest fly with balloon. Not the big one, but balloon we use for party. He was linked to 1,000 balloon. The wind blew him away. He was found dead on the coast 3 months after the takeoff. Hope you had a good fly with our company. Number 1. It's a double award this time. Two men in Kenya were capturing selfie with a wild elephant. The two men were actually touching the elephant's face while they were taking the pictures. Suddenly, the pachyderm got angry and attacked the two men obsessed with their image.
Oh, if only they knew Photoshop.
Yeah, they better had to know Photoshop. Alexi, you have an idea of the stupid way you will die, because I'm sure you will.
Of course, I would like to suffocate in my vomit.
Okay, you always had...
It's my dream.
You always had dirty taste, but as you want.
You are definitely the king, Paul. Eva, maybe do you have any idea to simulate a stupid death?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, okay, so let's go for the DIY.
Hi everyone, this is Eva for another do-it-yourself tutorial. This week, little foodie monsters will be frighteningly fed up because we are going to learn how to make a totally eatable and delicious fake blood.
Yes!
You will need a few ingredients: honey, chocolate syrup, water, and red and blue food coloring. First, you have to make the base of your fake blood. Give it the consistency you want by mixing water and honey together. I advise you 1 pot water for 3 pots honey. Then, you have to add drops of red food coloring until the shade looks like real blood. To make it look more realistic, you can add a small amount of blue or green food coloring. As we all know, arterial blood is bright red, while venous blood is a dark maroon. If you're not afraid of sugar, you can use chocolate syrup instead of blue food coloring. It will give a realistic, deep maroon venous color to the blood.
Delicious.
And a tasty flavor.
Oh yeah.
Now you can use your fake blood to scare your friends at after-school snack. See you next week for more tips.
Thank you, Eva. Now we are in the last part of this session, so it's time to vote. That is why we have three amazing songs. Today, the theme is The Scream. Do you know what is it?
Yeah. This guy.
Thank you, Eva. It's a singing technique where the singer shouts in the microphone. So don't waste our time. Let's go with the first song. It's a Japanese metal band. They are just awesome. So let's go. Amazing song. And the second song, it's a famous band, Korn. So here we are. This is Good God. Last but not least, it's not a well-known band, but they are very good and very promising in the future. Their name is Mortification. We are going to listen to the song Nocturnal. Let's go! Nocturnal. To vote is very easy. Just call us on 666666 and scream hee 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 for the first song, for the second song, for the last song. Thank you to be more and more every day. Stay tuned on Gothic Station and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.